Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bytes by MSDN. I'm here with Boris Jabes, program manager from Visual Studio Team. Thanks for being with us, Boris.
Happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what your team is doing. Visual Studio 11 is exciting.
I think so.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
We just released a beta a couple days ago, and my team has spent the last 2 years looking at how to make Visual Studio better for graphics and game developers.
Okay, specifically graphics and game developers.
Yep.
That would explain why you're here at GDC.
Indeed.
All right,
what do
graphics and game developers have to look forward to in Visual Studio?
So when we looked at this problem, we thought the first thing we want to help with is debugging. Developers spend a lot of time debugging.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with graphics and DirectX, there's a whole aspect of the GPU that it's really hard to debug using traditional means. Mm. So what we've done is brought in this kind of tracing capability to DirectX and Visual Studio.
Okay.
And so that you can then grab a frame that you've drawn and try to analyze it then in Visual Studio.
Excellent. Nice. And it just expands where we've already been?
Yeah. Historically, we've had tools like this
in
the SDK called Pix, and we think of this as the successor to that technology. Yeah.
What else can we look forward to?
So another thing we wanted to deal with and solve for developers, or at least improve, is working with artists and the huge amount of assets that they produce.
Yeah.
So
a game is loaded with assets.
Yeah, I mean the code to asset ratio is through the roof. And so what we've done is improved Visual Studio's understanding of the assets that you work with in a game.
Okay.
Whether it's direct draw surfaces or 3D models from kind of the main formats that we've seen, like Autodesk's FBX format or the Collada format. We want Visual Studio to help you see these, understand, visualize them, inspect them.
They used to just be files inside Visual.
Right. I mean, you'd have an underscore one, perhaps, or an underscore two, and then you'd have to figure out what that was.
Yeah.
And often, if you think of it, like I said before, we're trying to help you debug. There's a whole aspect of debugging that is, maybe it's the art. Maybe it's the content that is faulty, at least, or not what I expect. Maybe for something simple, it could be that the orientation of the object is not what you'd expect. Y is not up. You thought it was going to be up, and instead Z is up.
Yeah.
And so Visual Studio, you can just load up the asset and see right then and there.
A viewer right inside Visual Studio.
Right inside Visual Studio.
Nice. And what about asset generation or anything like that inside Visual Studio?
So we've done a couple of little things. I mean, our image editor, we've massively improved. So you can now edit images and generate highly compressed textures in the DDS format.
So we're replacing Photoshop now with Visual Studio.
Any minute now. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's really more of a developer-focused tool.
Of course, yes.
So if you're thinking about these kinds of textures are often artists will pre-compute levels of detail so that the GPU doesn't have to do that computation.
Yeah.
And so this is an image now with embedded in it different resolutions.
Yeah.
And Visual Studio can show you those so you can understand if something is going wrong at different stages of the texture detail.
Yeah, very nice.
Where we are trying to help you design is we wanted to help developers get better at shader development.
Okay.
So shaders are how you exploit the GPU today. This is how you create great visual effects.
Yeah.
And they've been around for about a decade. And these go from vertex shaders to pixel shaders, traditionally, to brand new kinds of shaders that are much more interesting and complex. And what we wanted to do is really just broaden the horizon for traditional, even just traditional shaders. So what we've done is built into Visual Studio a basic node-based designer for building pixel shaders. So you can see it visually as you're designing it, right? And you can connect nodes and see, you know, a preview of the effect. And since this is by design a visual effect, it's actually one of the few cases where I think a visual designer is quite useful.
Yeah, definitely.
Usually I like to code. I think that's still text is still appropriate for most things.
In the landscape of tools at developers' disposal, Visual Studio is really standing up?
We think so. I mean, we often hear that this is most developers' favorite development tool.
Yeah.
And we want to keep making it better.
Yeah.
So when we think of game developers, which is the space I've been looking at, this is one of the ways we thought we could.
On every platform, Visual Studio is such a slam dunk. I mean, it's just.
We like it.
Yeah.
We like it.
My heart almost hurts for people who don't get to use Visual Studio.
Well, one of the things we definitely embrace, though, is C++ and other kinds of cross-platform languages. So when we think of game developers, we often think about native code. And one of the reasons they pick our tool is that we have great support for C++, which is cross-platform.
Right.
And they can really get efficiency in the compiler, but also productivity in the tool while being cross-platform.
Visual Studio is a big application. There's a lot in it.
Yeah.
There's probably a junior developer out there just getting started in game development on the Microsoft platforms. Yeah. What would you recommend to them? How would they get started?
So one of the first things I would say for sure, if you're getting into game development, is you're going to have to get some amount of basics in math.
Yeah.
There's no programming that will get around that.
Right.
So a little bit of matrix math and algebra is good for you as a refresher.
Right.
And then beyond that...
Don't drop out of school.
Don't drop out of school, for
That's
sure.
That's your first recommendation.
Yes.
Got it.
And study math.
Right.
So what I think after that is you want to be able to quickly get your idea on the screen.
Yeah.
You want to go from idea to pixels as quickly as possible. And so if I think of a novice developer, they probably have some kind of machine.
Yep.
And hopefully it might run Windows. And so they can just use that to build their first game. And the great thing there is Visual Studio has all sorts of tools, not only to help you design and code, but also just deploy, test, simulate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And with Windows 8, you can do all that and then get it published to the Windows Store really easily.
And what an opportunity developers have.
Yeah. Ideally, you want to make a game because you have a great idea.
Yeah.
But if it's a great idea, you want to share that. And so what better than online distribution to share these things?
Yeah, exactly. Boris, I want to thank you for coming and talking to me about this. Visual Studio, it's exciting. There's so much to offer. Game developers have a place to go. We've solved a lot of their problems, and we're obviously paying attention to their pains.
Yeah, it's a journey, but we think we're on the right path.
All right. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching Bytes by MSDN.